Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, we have two individuals joining us with the Fort Seward Wagon Train. We have the president of the Wagon Train, Adam Olson, joining us, and the vice president of the Wagon Train, Lacey Kaiser, joining us. And Lacey and Adam, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. I am so excited. Summertime rolls around. The Wagon Train, it gears up. You guys have been doing registrations, I believe, since like February for this. The Wagon Train is such a great detailed history of our area and such a great way to get involved and see the region. But for our listeners maybe who haven't heard of the Wagon Train before, 49th annual this year. Lacey and Adam, do you guys want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, our Wagon Train is probably one of the North Dakota's most best-kept secrets. It's a family-oriented wagon train that travels for a week long. We do history talks.
We are one of the country's most authentic wagon train.
That just means that, you know, the experience itself is authentic. And, you know, it can't be said enough just how authentic this thing is, right?
Right.
So tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they go on the Wagon Train for those maybe who want to know more about that.
You can expect horses, wagons, lots of happy people.
We are a working wagon train.
Yeah.
So that means that each person that comes will have a KP duty each day, whether it's picking up garbage or helping the Teamsters out, maybe something like that. But we are a working wagon train, which makes it more authentic in that aspect as well.
Yeah. Very, very unique too, right? Like it's a great way to see different parts of our area. If people lived in Jamestown their whole life, maybe they haven't seen some of these trails that you guys take, right?
Right. Very much so. Where you get to see a lot of country you don't normally see.
Which is awesome. And there's some beautiful country in our area that you guys get to highlight. So you guys take a week out of the summer. You get the whole wagon train together. And this thing, again, authentic. You got the wagons, the horses, and everything's ready. Some people even dress up. We've talked about that before, right, Lacey? Like people dress up to like period costume almost at that point.
Yep. Each night we tend to have the women dress up in either skirts or dresses for supper time. And whoever comes out to visit will see that experience as well, seeing everybody in skirts and dresses. Guys have it a little easier. They can just wear their jeans and button up.
So that's what we normally wear, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So that's really fun to do. And yeah. We participate in the history talks and skits at night when we're doing that. So
awesome. So this is coming up on June 24th through the 30th. It all kicks off on Sunday, right?
Yep, Sunday the 24th.
Sunday the 24th.
We have registration.
Registration will happen. Kind of walk us through then the registration and then like the first day of travel for you guys.
Okay, well, Sunday we have registration that starts at 2:30. And then we usually have supper up there at the military post on Highway 281 around 5 or 6 o'clock. And then we go into our orientation, kind of telling everybody that's there what's going on, what's going to happen during the week. That usually starts around 8 o'clock. And then we take off Monday morning after breakfast. We will be going north on 281 out of town.
It'll be on probably the frontage road there following 281.
Okay. And then where does the path go from there? Because this is, again, it's a week-long journey for you guys, and this is, you guys cover quite a bit of ground in that time.
When we start, after we get on 281 there, we'll head west and follow the Pipestem Dam on the south side, go all around up to the west side, and then we head north towards Pingree Buchanan area, and then come back around. And when we come back into Jamestown, we'll be on the north side of Pipestem.
Okay, and then from there, you guys will just kind of make the loop back, right? Like,
right.
That's when you start heading back. And roughly, like, how many miles will you guys be covering daily, and what's the total miles you guys have covered?
It will be 78 miles.
78 miles, which is a lot, again, going back to the authentic and the uniqueness of this experience. Like, that's a lot, and people used to make those journeys all the time back in the 1800s when we were settling, like, you know, this area, like... which makes this so much fun for individuals to be a part of, learn the history of some of those things. Lacey, you said there's like some of these history chats, and are there just different topics that are covered during those things?
Yeah, we used to have Katie Morehouse come out. She did medicine talks.
Okay.
And then she did talk about pioneer clothing and the errors of it, how it progressed.
Yeah.
And then we have a harness demonstration from one of our Teamsters. He shows you what the pieces are and how to hook them up to the horses and the wagons.
Yeah.
Talks about some of the things that some of the homesteaders did. Like, they talk about some of the old medicines that were used back then. I know that was one talk one year.
Yeah.
He does some talks on how they homesteaded, how they got here.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's just, it's history like that, information like that, that makes this such a unique experience. And I'll remind everybody, Lacey Kaiser and Adam Olson joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, talking about the 49th annual Fort Seward Wagon Train, which leaves from Fort Seward on June 24th and goes through the 30th, 78 miles in 1 week. What would you say to individuals who have not been on the wagon train before? And, you know, as a person who has not been on the wagon train, it interests me because, you know, like, I've not ever experienced anything like this before. Would it be something that you'd encourage anybody who is interested in, like, history or you know, learning more about, you know, the homesteaders or anything like that? Would you encourage them to come on that? And what do you think would be the biggest draw of the wagon train for people?
I think how authentic it is. You won't see something like it. You can research other wagon trains, but they're not working wagon trains. They don't get that full capacity of, you have something to do every day to make the wagon train work to go down the road.
Like, it takes a whole team effort to do this, right? Yes.
Yep.
We build the fires for the food. We cook all of our food right there. We have bonfires in the evening. Not the big ones that you hear about, you know, but small ones. And
we do the whole campfire singing.
Yeah.
Campfire singing. We do skits. We have some Boy Scouts that come out that or have been on in past.
Okay.
And they come together with their skits. And yep.
We also have a flag folding presentation. We have some of our staff members that were Boy Scouts do for us. Yeah. It is. You just learn so much there. It's expect the unexpected, because you don't know what you're going to get when you come.
Right, and that's the beauty of it, because we can sit here and talk about it the whole time, but until a person is out there experiencing it, you know, they won't know exactly what goes on the wagon train and how authentic it is and how much it takes to put something like this together. So what a unique experience, and something we've had in our area nearly 50 years. And people can still register. Lacey and Adam, is there a way they can still register and get more information about it?
You can go onto our website, covered-wagon-train.com. You can register online.
Okay.
Or you can email our registrar at registrar@covered-wagon-train.com.
Okay.
It's all right there on the website, and sign up.
And they have more information. You guys have the trail maps and everything on there too, I believe, right?
Yep, those will be finished printing up today. And if you want to come out and visit, you can either find them at the police station in town, contact our Facebook. I'm going to try and put them up during the week of the wagon train of where you can find us if you want to come out and visit for supper.
Awesome.
We do have daily rates as well, so if you want to come and check it out for an afternoon and ride along with us, there is a daily rate that you can talk to our register about.
Perfect. So if you don't want to, like, you know, buckle down for one whole week of the experience, they can take in a day and see if they like it, and then they can increase from there, right, if they wanted to join on from there. And, like, when you guys say authentic, too, I can't believe I forgot about this. When you say authentic, like, we're talking no, like, phones, no video games, like, this is it. Like, this is authentic, right?
Yep.
Something
like that. If correct. You have to make a phone call, you can do it in the evening in your tent.
Okay. Yeah, away from everybody else, because they want to take in that experience. And by the end of it, like, Adam and I were talking a little bit, you just really feel like a family at the end of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You get to know all these different people, and they come from all over to participate in this thing. So I highly encourage people, again, go to covered-wagon-train.com. You can learn more about it. The 49th annual Fort Seward Wagon Train coming up June 24th through the 30th. Lacey or Adam, anything else you guys wanted to add in there about the wagon train, or just really want to encourage people to get out and participate in this?
Yeah, get out and come visit us. Do whatever you can to do it, because it's an amazing event. And this is our 49th year.
Yeah.
That means next year is our 50th year. If you can't make it this year, do your best to do it next year.
Absolutely, yeah. And learn more about this thing. If you're interested, if you know somebody who's interested, I highly recommend you get involved in this. Something so unique to Jamestown and the state of North Dakota, for that matter. So Lacey and Adam, thanks, guys, for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Yep. Thank you.